Honorable Chair and committee members. For the record, my name is Sandra Matheson, and I am the Director of the State Office of Victim Assistance at the Attorney General's Office. I have held that position since 1987, when the legislature created the office. For the past 30 years, I have been working on behalf of victims of crime, and I'm here today to strongly urge this committee not to exclude violent offenders from the 9-month mandatory early release. This policy has been called an early release and an anti-victim policy, when in reality, it really is a 9-month mandatory intensive supervision policy that provides more safety to the public and more safety for victims. I was involved with other advocates and victims in proposing this policy, and we truly believe that it not only enhances public safety, but allows victims to address their safety concerns and have some input when their perpetrator is being released. There's so much confusion on sentencing in New Hampshire, and I know that you understand it, but the public does not realize that each defendant has given a minimum and a maximum sentence. And inmates, with the small exception of those that may win a sentence reduction or something like that, must serve their minimum. We have very strong sentencing laws, particularly thankful to former Speaker Sitek. The fact is that if an inmate behaves and meets all of the requirements that the Department of Corrections has put on them, the vast majority of them are going to get out on their minimum sentence, and they're going to be released on parole until their maximum, when they are let go of parole completely. What is not often understood is that if an inmate chooses to max out his or her sentence, they cannot be held any longer. They must be released back into the community with absolutely no input from the parole board. These are people that the parole board would never have seen before. They could literally move next door to their victim if they so choose, and we would have to tell that victim that we have no idea where they're going to move, and they could move next to you. These offenders are being released into our communities, moving below the radar and accountable to no one. These are the inmates, many who have served lengthy sentences, who basically have refused to attend court-mandated programming, and who want to max out in prison to avoid having someone watch over them. This past fall, a high-risk inmate was quoted in the front page of the Union Leader as having taunted the parole board and saying, and I quote, "I will max this whole bleep right out, dude. I will sit back in my cell until November 2011 and max this whole thing out and smile." To be released early for this type of inmate is not punishment. It is punishment. It's not a reward. They want to stay in. Senate Bill 52 would exclude sex offenders and other violent crime offenders from this policy, when in fact they were the inmates that this policy was designed for. Those are the ones who are at highest risk of offending and need the supervision when they get out. Instead of just letting these violent offenders out, who are going to be released in 9 months anyway, without any restriction, the Senate bill policy imposes this mandatory intensive supervision. And I have seen the brand new policy that DOC has created for enhanced supervision for this specific population. And it includes a lot of different and more restrictions on them. These inmates, who before would never have come before the parole board, now will appear before the parole board, who can then set some more parole conditions and restrictions. Victims will now have the opportunity to go, if they are released 9 months early, they have the right to go before that parole board, and they have a right to speak to them and to get input into what they want and the safety concerns they have. Peter Michaud, head of DOC Victim Services, along with other advocates, has actually drafted up a protocol for victim safety and support during the reentry process, specifically to address their concerns and to provide them with the support they need through this very difficult and traumatizing reentry process. I would ask the committee what makes more sense when it comes to public safety. To keep violent offenders in prison for another 9 months and then be forced to release them into community to do whatever and go wherever they want? Or to mandate 9 months of intensive supervision and have some control over where they live and what they do? In regards to the 90-day parole revocation policy, the victim advocacy community supports giving more discretion to the parole board and thinks that this is a change that needs to be made. When it comes to sex offenders and other serious violent offenders. Factors such as the nature of the original offense, the impact the crimes had on the victim, the type of parole violation that the person has, and how the inmate behaved after they got back for 90 days, after they were revoked, should be taken into consideration. And I think if the parole board is able to take those into consideration, particularly for violent offenders, we would see give them more discretion to do so. In summary, I urge you to not exclude violent offenders from this policy and consider giving parole board more discretion on parole violators. I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak before you on this very important issue, and I would welcome any questions that you may have. Thank you.